Our gospel this morning comes from John chapter 17. Jesus prayed, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, and Jesus Christ. Amen. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. It's a prayer. It's not my prayer. It's not your prayer. It's Jesus' prayer. But his prayer is for each and every one of you. His prayer was for his disciples. His prayer is for me. His prayer is for each of those that profess themselves to call ourselves Christians as we live in the world. And so here we are. It's May 16th at 2021 at, well, let's be precise, 9:20 a.m. Here we are, it's the seventh Sunday of Easter. It's also the week in which we celebrate the Ascension of our Lord, for whatever that means. What that means is this week in the church season is the day in which Jesus looks at his disciples, he says farewell, and he departs from them, vanishes before their eyes, ascending into heaven. But for us, it's another day in the church. It's a place where we have gathered. It's a moment in time in which we are in the pews or in the seats of our cars listening on the radio or on the boats or even the combines from time to time. And so here we are. If we leave it at this, if we only allow ourselves to think of this as a service moment, you know, that moment in which, okay, I will dedicate the next 10 minutes of my life listening to Pastor Craig, and maybe, just maybe, by the end of worship, I might retain one thing he said, and I'll leave the doors and go and enjoy this beautiful 67-degree high weather of the day. It's that surface-level stuff, amen? Amen. And in fact, it's so surface level that we're comfortable with, "Hey guys, how are you? It's beautiful weather out there today, isn't it? It's a great weekend. Hey, the Jackrabbits are going to play today." It's that stuff that we're comfortable with, but we rarely want to go deep. We stay at the surface. Our relationships stay at the surface. Our faith stays at the surface. But if we stay up top, we'll miss the point of life, we'll miss the point of relationship, we'll miss the point of Jesus' prayer. Because his prayer for us is not just a prayer of, "I pray that they will be comfortable. I pray that today will be a good day for them. As I leave them, God bless them and they will go on their way." That is not the prayer at all. Instead, let's go deeper. Let's plunge below the surface. Let's go into the realities that some of us would rather avoid at times. Let's face the truth of Jesus' prayer. Let's face the truth of what he's trying to get at this day. Let's face our truth as human beings living in the world, as as he prays about. As we live in the world, as we think of Jesus' prayer for us, and as we think of our neighbors and the stories that they live in the world. A widower sits in his chair. He's staring out the window this morning. He made it through another night. He made it through the loneliness. Slowly but surely, he allows himself to sprawl out into the emptiness of his once shared bed. But now, this morning, he's awake. He's staring out the kitchen window, a cup of coffee in his hand, a newspaper on the counter, and he's wondering what lies ahead this day. Because today, he doesn't need to go to the nursing home anymore. In fact, today he's contemplating going out in the fishing boat, but he also remembers his good luck charm, his partner, his best friend for countless years. She won't be there at the helm of the boat with a rod in her hand. At the same time, that same time in the morning, a woman stands looking out of a tiny 4-inch window, looking between the meshed, shatterproof glass and the clearest view she'll ever see of the outside world again, except for that 1 hour a day in the yard. Her life is now dictated by what the officers and the warden say that she can do. She goes to the shower when she's told. She eats when she's allowed. She eats what's given to her. She will never, ever eat again something that she made with her own two hands. She's also one of the many who no longer receives visitors. She's on her own. She's secluded more than anyone could ever imagine, even though she's surrounded by hundreds of other women in the same confined situation. She's more isolated than she's ever been before. And she's haunted. She's haunted by a decision she made years ago, a decision that has taken her away from everything she ever knew. At the same time, across town, there's a teacher. A teacher who clears out her classroom this week in preparation for the summer. The teacher who planned her curriculum months ago, the curriculum of the year, you know, that was given and agreed upon and shared. And she saw the kids each and every day, most of the time with smiles on her face, sometimes not so much. Any teachers in the room, amen? She gave them the lessons they needed to make it through their education, but truthfully, the curriculum she spent hours studying and preparing is the last thing she really wished she could have taught these kids. She's confident that there's so many things, so many lessons in this life that she wished she could have shared. Lessons that she wasn't allowed to talk about due to rules, regulations, boundaries. But she knows that one of her students might become pregnant this summer. One will climb behind the wheel of their car, even though they're too intoxicated to drive. Another will take up an addiction to a drug that will inevitably take control of the rest of their future. And yet another will witness mom and dad go through a terrible divorce, a divorce that might even leave this student as the most responsible person in that family relationship this summer. But as for the teacher, she couldn't teach what she knew needed to be taught the most: love, listening, communication, faith, healthy coping skills, right relationships. Because we're people in the world, are we not? And in the world, these are things that we deal with. These are stories that we live. These are neighbors right next to us, living each of these types of stories day in and day out. Amen? Amen. So how do we do this? Lord, you pray for us, but how do we do this? Maybe we need to change our lens of how we look at God. Maybe we need to change our lens on how we look at one another. Maybe we need to change the lens on how we actually view the world. Maybe we jump into that lens. We put on our glasses that remind us of when we were children. Maybe we should begin to view life through the eyes of a child. We look at the green grass, thick and bushy from the springtime rain, but also enmeshed between the piles of snow. Daddy, there's snow on the ground. There's snow and grass and birds. Daddy, this is just crazy. It's one of my favorite memories. About a month ago, that one fluke snowstorm we had, Ellie and Maddie after school that day, "Dad, there's snow and green grass and birds. It makes no sense. Oh, how I pray that the world would not taint my daughter's innocent imaginations." The child sees this world as a glorious mystery. And they are in the world, but they're in love with the world for all of God's great beauty. The world is a petting zoo of sorts. It's a place where we sit and stare, a place to explore, a thing to ask incessant questions about. Daddy, why? But Daddy, why? Mama, why? Pastor Craig, why? Right? I love children. And to the child, everything is a mystery, yet everything is also so simple. Mom and Dad love me. My sister is an endless source of entertainment. And God, well, God is God. God makes sense. I pray to God at mealtime. We pray to God before we go to sleep. We talk to God. God is my friend. We don't dispute this. It makes sense. God provides. Period. Amen? So let's go back to Jesus' prayer. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as Jesus says in verse 16, we don't belong to the world, we belong to Him. We belong to God, and God keeps watch. We can continue to live our lives on the surface and try everything we can to avoid the world, live in the world, but just never go deep in the world. And we belong to Him. We can stay up there, but this world is a fact, has forced us to live on the surface because it's too unnerving to dig deeper. It's too unnerving to look at the world in its face. It's too unnerving to explore God's truth. But living on the surface keeps us from actually sharing the gifts of God's kingdom. If we only stay at the surface, we'll never get to live out the vocation that God has called us into. So why have we ignored the widower staring out the window, not even knowing the story? Why have we abandoned the imprisoned woman who is continuously haunted by her past? Why have we given up on teaching our kids what life is really about? Because in one hand, being married to a school nurse and becoming friends with many teachers, in one hand, we have this fascinating moment in time in which there's so many parents that expect the teachers to teach everything and raise their kids. And at the same time, we get criticized for what is taught. And at the same time, we can't teach everything we want to teach. Why have we established all these boundaries that prevent others from helping others? How in God's name can we look in the innocence of our children and not be moved to live out God's word while we are in the world, at least for their sakes? To share God's love and compassion, because brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want to know where God lives, He's right here. He's in our hearts. He's in our minds. He's in our hands and what we choose to do with them. He's in our mouths and what we choose to say with them. And maybe today we take comfort in Christ's prayer for us. And we decide to dive beneath the surface in everything we do. Because Christ's promises are always truth. Christ never shirks on His promises, and His promise in His prayer is to be with us through all things. It's to name us and claim us in the waters of our baptism. It's to walk alongside of us while we are in the world, in the best of times and certainly in the worst of times. Maybe today we let down our walls for the sake of entering in to the neighbor's story. Maybe today we stop ignoring those who have so much to say, so much to share, and so much to teach. Maybe today we can actually hear these words. God, sanctify them in Your truth. Your word is truth. As You have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself so that they also may be sanctified in truth. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, go into the world. Take care, but boldly dive deep, build relationships as we continue our journeys in the world. Know that God is indeed with you, watching over and working through you. Choose your words and your actions carefully. But enter into those stories without fear, because this is what Christ's prayer is for each and every one of us today. He's praying for us that we live within our lives that we have, but even more so that we live within the lives of each and every one that we encounter. Thanks be to God. Amen.